Dungeon Master Michael DeMauro, and my pronouns are he, him. With me is Tim Lanning.
Hey everybody, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me. My pronouns are he, him as well.
Mike Bachman.
Hey everybody, it's me, Mike Bachman, aka Mr. Hole. My pronouns are he, him.
And Nika Howard.
Hey everyone, I'm so excited to be here. My pronouns are she, her. I had to focus really hard not to say he, him, just follow suit with all of you guys.
Just because of everyone saying it before.
Yeah, you should break out the pattern.
Like, no, don't do it.
And Jennifer T.
Hey everyone, my pronouns are she, her. Michael, I feel like for some reason tonight I was like staring into your eyes, which I guess you probably couldn't really tell, and willing you to call me, but then I was lost.
Yeah.
Now I know how to do that.
I really don't really get it at all, really, why you called me first. And I usually make fun of Nika silently or out loud about her being called Order of Lore, but you really got me this time.
Man.
He's just always going to surprise us, you know?
Where did I say? Because I recently said out loud somewhere that...
We were recording through internet?
Yeah.
Okay.
That, because I was asking if there was a specific order. Oh, and now I remember what Michael said.
Yeah. And I said it's based on how mad I am at people.
But wait, but is the first the most mad, or is the last?
I can't die.
Mad?
I will never tell you.
No, Tim, it's one of us. One of us.
Or I'm most happy with you. You don't know. Could be either.
I feel like I remember Michael saying that the people he was maddest at he called first.
No, there is absolutely no rhyme or reason to it.
God, I'm just gonna be thinking about this. This is what I'm going to be thinking about when I'm, like, washing my face at night.
There was a point when I would wait for someone to take a bite of something or a drink of something, but you all stopped doing that, so.
Got us.
Yeah, so we're a 5th edition actual play D&D podcast,
yes.
And one of the cool things we do is find little cute, fun little ways to make each episode worse than the last.
That is our guarantee to you, is that every episode will be worse than the last.
And we are talented, because we are 380-something episodes in.
We just keep getting worse.
382.
Keep going, baby.
Every time we're 50% worse, which means that, you know, we're gonna get a baseline eventually. The limit as X approaches bullshit.
Right.
There is no limit.
The limit does not exist.
We haven't approached bullshit yet.
We're getting there.
We gotta keep going.
Man, I'm just like giddy and full of endorphins and stuff like that, because we just watched this amazing video on twitch.tv/geeklyinc on Tuesdays at around 8:30-ish Eastern. We just watched this amazing video, and I was amazing.
What kind of video was it, Michael?
There's these two pandas.
There's two pandas.
And then this one panda farts.
One sneezes.
No! And I won't spoil
one panda
it,
just shits all over.
I won't spoil it.
We're talking real paint job.
Our friend Mike Bachman.
Hey, that's me.
Made a new video for his channel on YouTube, Review Hall, and it is so funny.
It is so funny
and terrifying. Dude. I could not more highly recommend it. Please go watch it right now.
Yeah, what's the official title?
I don't remember. I did it like right before this thing. It's
that was the last piece.
It's I uncovered the dark secret Disney tried to bury.
It's such a good clickbaity article too.
To be clear, none of us get anything out of this at all.
Just gassing our friend.
I mean, I do want to gas.
I want more videos.
Right, I want to gas him in a different direction. I want him to make something like that, but for like Gapcast. What if he did that for like us? You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, do that for us. We'll pay you anything.
I'll pay you anything.
But you gotta let inspiration's gotta strike. You
That's
know,
true.
It's gotta.
I gotta make more.
Yeah.
Like, what? Just finish this one.
Oh, why don't you uncover the conspiracy behind what's keeping Bananas Foster down?
Yeah,
wow.
Do that.
Why wasn't Bananas Foster allowed to live longer? I'm sure there's a dark secret under that.
Oh wow. Could be. Oh wow. That's so true.
Jet's redemption arc?
Wow.
Whoa.
Why hasn't it happened?
That's so
we know
true.
Well, we know why it hasn't happened. Because nobody but me wants it.
Don't say that, because now people are... The audience knows when we don't like something, and they latch on to it. They think it's good to, and...
Their favorite thing is to see us suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
The joke's on you. We exist.
I'm already suffering.
Our existence is suffering.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
If for some reason this is the first episode you're listening to,
Oh, no. Hi.
Start at episode 1 or 156, or someone said like 320 something when we start the Bone Zone. I forget.
320.
Okay. Nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sick.
Some people are saying 300 is good. It's not. It's
no.
A diff-
don't mean- start with 300.
Start with the movie 300.
Yeah. Yes.
300th Bizarro World.
Right.
Greetings, Adventurers.
Yes. Right.
Although it is a funny episode.
It's a very funny episode.
It's very funny, but you kind of have to know what we are. Even though, well, I was going to say you have to kind of know who we are to get the joke, but we have the data to support that people did not
Still
get
not.
Did not get the joke at all. Weekly, we get one of us would get a message like, "What the fuck is that?
Why'd you fucking change? Oh, never mind.
This is fucking bullshit."
It's very funny to me.
Yeah, I fucking love that. The like, this is the worst thing you could have done, and then an hour later. Oh, it's fine now.
All I'm going to say is that if you're folding towels or washing dishes or half paying attention and then you get mad at us for some reason, go back and listen to it without the distractions, because maybe we're doing a goof.
Maybe.
Just assume
I don't know why anyone would think that we were not totally sober in that episode.
Yeah,
that was the most
that
sober.
Is one of the drunkest episodes we've ever done.
Yeah
I'm embarrassed by it.
Golly
Michael, we missed you last week. We had our very first Michaelis episode.
It can't be true.
Was that last week? I feel like that was 2 weeks ago.
Every week in 2020 does last at least a month, so
yeah. A day lasts a second, but a week lasts a month. That is so true. We handled it okay without you. It was very, we were scared.
We were so scared.
That's scary. You're all pros.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I've podcasted before. I don't want to brag, but.
Hey, if you haven't yet, go check out our Patreon, patreon.com/DDPodcast. Yeah, we are currently in the middle of our second Tales from the Foaming Tankard little mini arc, and it's fun. I think we're in episode 5. It's good shit.
What's the pitch for that one?
It features young man Weck.
What do you need to know?
Oh my god. That's it. That's all.
Way back in time, in his roguish early days when he didn't know everything yet, and he's trying to discover the world.
God.
And he goes to Yangar and has a whole adventure. We have
Hot
a
Boy Wick.
Damn.
We have a guest in Fred Greenleaf and also Veronica from they're both from St. Paxton Podcast and a Geekly Inc. Network.
Hell yeah.
And it's super fun. We have other buds there. We have Matthew Morris and of course our stalwart editor David.
David's a champion.
And it's such a good time. And then one before that, it was a early version of Lucan, and we get Lucan in there.
That's so cool.
And some other really fun characters that Tim and Mike Bachman played.
I was an elephant.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's a good time.
It's good times.
We run into people that you know, you wouldn't believe. I think we meet Daisy.
Yes, because we run into what's his nuts?
Milner.
Oh yeah. My goodness.
Well,
back in time, it could just be a fucking donkey, right?
Yeah. Patreon.com/D&D podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. We appreciate everyone holistically, the finance/job/bills/ all those fun things. Have gotten quite interesting.
Shit is stressful, bro. It's a it's a pandemic. The world is falling apart. Yeah. So we appreciate you supporting us.
While things have gotten worse on our end, we know for a fact things have gotten worse for everyone else. So please, 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 let's do our classic exercise of put your hands in front of you, visualize the FOMO of not being able to listen to Foaming Tankard because of bills and shit like that. And the other cool stuff we have on Patreon, and then just drop it. It's like, you know what? It's okay.
It'll be there for you in the
future. For you in the future. You know,
whenever save up, you can make it happen.
Save up $5, and then drop that $5 and download every single episode, and then
exactly.
Cancel.
Fucking do it,
baby. That's fine.
Listen,
do that.
Sincerely, like.
Yeah. But also, please don't do that because that's literally paying my bills
now. If you want to support us, but right. if it's making your life worse, thinking that you're missing something, then we're not here to make your life worse.
As we said many times before, as a nerdy content creator thing, a lot of the ways you make money is by basically. Stirring the FOMO pot. It is ethically odd, but also all of you are somewhat adults, so we shouldn't baby you. But you know, still gotta. It's healthy to have a good conversation.
Yeah. Wow.
Not all of you are adults, but
like I know we have ads, but they're very, very up and down. And
yes, especially this year.
And we absolutely could not make this show without Patreon. Like it just wouldn't.
We would have stopped.
Like I love hanging out with all of you. It's super fun, but like. You know, like
takes work.
I don't know. We're all doing a lot of stuff. Yeah. Like a lot of things. Like I would normally wouldn't go do a fun game tonight. Considering
right,
the day.
Right. You have other things to do.
But you know what? It's great. And we're going to have fun. And I love you all. And it's going
to
be great.
Yeah. And the cool thing too is like, obviously paying our bills is good and being able to eat and
feed our
various children's animal or otherwise. But I really honestly do think it kind of, that consistency makes me enjoy it more in a way that I like a lot.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, it's incredibly rewarding for me personally. Like, no joke. Like, I love it so much. Mm-hmm. I get to hang out with you guys.
Oh, another very important thing real quick. The good art buddy Galen has made a gorgeous, every single character from our world, literally everybody, we think.
Yeah. Poster.
Poster. And you can go to, on Twitter, go to @doodlekm and then hit his tweet there. You can go to his Ko-fi page. Ko-fi? What is it?
I feel like it must be Ko-fi, but I do say it Ko-fi in my head.
I say Ko-fi in my head, too.
Ko-fi? I think it must be Ko-fi.
Ko-fi?
You can buy one of these beautiful posters. Yeah. I think Galen is going to make approximately $6. No, 16 cents per poster. I think after the pre-order's done, I'm going to try to convince him to make the cost twice as much.
Trick everybody.
So that he can actually get paid for some of his time. So how about what we'll do is we'll put the link to the Ko-fi to buy the amazing poster. You really want it. $25 is an absolute steal.
Yeah,
$0.
It's a really incredible
poster.
Stupid.
We'll put it in the show notes. Yeah. So go check it out. We'll put in the show notes for the next couple episodes. But definitely buy it. It'll be up on our walls soon. Please reward this beautiful art.
Yes.
Dice time.
dice giveaway.
Anyway, I want to give away some dice.
All right, let us close up the dice bag now. Thank you, everyone that entered to get some lovely Die Hard dice. The winner, Lou Foxy. I was like, I don't know.
Lou Foxy.
Congratulations. You have won a beautiful code to dieharddice.com.
Tim is singing now. Why?
They can hear me sing.
Just, I know. I was just commenting on it. Like, why is this happening?
Because Lou Foxy won.
Man. Speaking of dice, who wants to roll D20?
Sure.
Michael, please let me.
Go. Everybody do it. Everybody do it.
Michael, I'm scared. I don't remember what happened last time.
I'm really scared.
It has been 2 weeks.
It doesn't matter. I rolled a 19.
Nice.
Iga, what if I rolled one, though?
I don't remember what happened last time. I remember nothing.
I got a 10.
17.
I think that I died.
In the mailbag?
Yeah, I did.
I got a 5.
Nika Howard, what happened 2 weeks ago on the Drunks and Dragons podcast? It was a bone card battle.
Oh, we battled bone cards. Oh, and there were the different platforms.
Yeah, the different levels.
And Rowan did so much fucking damage. This is what you're getting. You're getting fragments, as I like.
But then I got my ass kicked and I had to go back in the cart in sleepy time.
And then like Toby came out.
Yeah, you got Finger of Death or something.
Yeah, it was not great for
Power and Kill.
Her.
It was Power and Kill, I think.
Finger blasted. Finger blasted to death.
I did get finger blasted back into the card. Yeah, it was such a, yeah, people in the chat room, but it was still, yeah, it was like a super like one shot back and forth battle. Like, yeah. Phew, you're dead. Well, phew, now you're dead, bitch.
But in the end, Scud did end up victorious.
Yes.
And we own the Air Kingdom now.
It's ours.
Airplane.
You got the badge.
I'm pretty sure that happened.
We won the airplane.
Well, you're about to get the badge.
Michael said yes.
Man.
We own the airplane.
I love these.
You're on an airplane.
Oh, we actually do own an airplane though, right? Like an airship?
Mm-hmm.
We do own an airship.
We
another
own two.
One.
Okay.
We have two. Yeah.
What is it?
This is our fleet.
SSBTS.
Yeah,
the SSBTS.
Yeah, this is our fleet that we're building right now.
Your fleet?
This is amazing.
Yeah, our fleet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
fleet.
No. Oh, I gotta fleet that.
Fleet it. Baby.
All right, now that we've had that great recap, thanks, Nika.
Yes, you're so welcome.
We go back and we're gonna. It's no, literally no time has passed.
Is Rowan still sleepy in the card right now, or am I out?
No. We'll say Rowan pops out of the card.
I mean, I have to let them out of the card, let the bone monsters out of the card, right?
So, Michael,
I mean,
that's more of a Bachman choice.
Yeah,
that's true. I'm honestly.
All right.
I'm at your service. Whatever.
We'll say that Rowan pops out.
Yep.
Were Lonnie and Toby already out? I kind of forget how the battle ended.
I think we were.
Like, I think I'm behind like an orb or something.
Because we were fighting, yeah.
Well, you were like bone. Do you want to be like yourself or do you want to be your bone creatures?
I have fewer feelings as my bone version.
You wish you could do that in real life.
I want to be my normal self.
Michael, how much time has passed since Pyre was made stupid? Because we only have a month, so I feel like that's important.
How much more is left of that?
Can we go back to the joke where real time matches in game time? Because that was actually just easier to understand.
No. And then, but I think that would be a problem for us, Michael, because I think that Pyre would be smart again.
It's been like maybe 12 days.
He's going to turn smart in 2 days.
We gotta figure out something to do with Pyre. New quest.
Well, no, he still lives in the card, right? You can just keep him there. Right?
Oh, yeah, you can just keep him in the card. He can be smart.
But I like to take him out to show him to people.
Yeah, how's he gonna be able not be able to do
all
that?
All right, here's a Patreon-only episode. It's Bachman and Michael arguing in character to try to get Pyre to respect Scud. Well, I love it. Michael, you don't have to be there.
Is it kind of like Waiting for Godot situation? Just like really, just them talking for a really long time back and forth.
Release me, you weakling.
Although, it's only 2 days until he gets due to a saving throw. Not 2 days to be smart again.
True. He might fail.
Nice. And they could, maybe couldn't you just immediately cast it on him again?
Okay. We sleep for 48 hours.
No!
In the middle of the tournament.
You've just finished your match, but things are happening. It's because you won. It's exciting.
Yeah, how's the crowd reacting to this?
They're fucking losing their goddamn minds.
Oh my goodness.
They love it because they hate fucking Gary.
Bone Toby is flossing.
Yes. Is it? You sound like xylophone.
Yes.
When you're doing it?
I thought Bone Toby had a towel in between his legs, like.
Yeah, he's doing that too.
Doing that.
Flossing like that.
I definitely thought that's what flossing was the first time Tim asked me.
Yeah, you guys aren't young. I'm very young. You're not young.
Yeah, I'm
old.
Oh
my god.
It's because I don't go on
TikTok.
Anything. I was going to say Snapchat, but that's probably like old now too.
Jennifer, that's cringe.
No cap.
We're about fleeting now.
Yeah.
We're all up in the fleet.
Can we make sure this episode is, and I believe I'm using this correctly, poggers?
Yes.
Yeah, I do see that word around these days also.
Do you guys know how I know that all the kids are using the new Twitter feature?
Hmm.
Because youth is fleeting.
We have the original Pog. That's right. Fat ass white girl. Right here.
Yeah. That's true.
Anyway.
Wowie.
So the battle ends. Our episode begins. The commissioner, who you met earlier, off screen, enters the arena. And he walks out onto the bone card field.
The pitch.
And he comes up to Scud. And he turns to the crowd, and his voice is magically amplified, and he says,
I am here to award Scud Derringer the air badge.
Why are you talking like that?
I'm sorry. I'll stop. And for those of you in the know, this is actually Scud's third badge.
I think we all know what that means.
The crowd goes wild.
The crowd freaks the fuck out.
What does it mean? Scud grabs the microphone and goes,
technically, I have a lot more badges than that.
And I dump out my bag.
I imagine that in the crowd, there are just hundreds of people playing vuvuzelas. They're warbling throughout.
They're warbling. They're doing like chants.
Doing like drinking song or like not drinking song, but I guess.
Oi, oi, oi!
Yeah, like rugby songs.
Yeah. There's a fight happening right now. It's great, man.
It's awesome.
Scud, are you prepared for what is about to happen?
As long as it happens within the next 2 days.
For personal reasons. Yes.
Oh, it's happening much faster than that, my friend. As you know, I'm sure, as a bone card enthusiast.
A bone card professional, thank you.
I mean champion. Let's go champion.
No, professional.
I present you now with the air badge, the third badge in the trilogy completing your set. Congratulations.
And he hands you the air badge.
Thank you. I'd like to thank my mom. My dad can fuck off.
You're drown out.
Oh.
You're drown out as a pillar of flame bursts from the center of the battlefield. Not but a few feet from you.
That was close.
Yeah, yeah. And the pillar of flame begins to change shape, and it starts to look like a large fiery oval, and you realize that a portal is opening in front of you.
Oh, are we gonna get transported somewhere right now?
A portal to the elemental plane of fire.
Oh shit!
Wait, Michael.
Oh shit!
Are you saying we don't get Sparrow?
Two columns of Ifriti soldiers march through the portal.
Oh, wait, no!
That sounds menacing.
Yeah, that seems bad.
They're bringing Sparrow.
They're holding some sort of platform. Betwixt them.
Like a plinth?
Like a plinth.
What a good word.
There was one episode, I just remember we used that word like 20 times. I'm not even joking. Like, each of us were like, the plinth?
Don't do drugs, kids.
And they place the plinth on the ground.
Dais.
An Ifrit in lavish robes strolls out, and a low murmur of anticipation comes over the crowd.
Ooh.
The posh Ifrit climbs up onto the platform and speaks in a magically amplified voice.
Congratulations, Scud Derringer, for collecting all three bone card badges and qualifying to bone battle with Lucis and Sendis.
Oh, shit. They sound so sexy.
Are they hot?
Yeah, they're fucking, they're so hot.
Is their hair blue because they're so hot?
Wait, can we see Lucis?
You can't see Lucis. You can't see, no, he's...
Okay.
This Ifrit is hot that we can see.
He's very posh. He's very...
Okay, yeah. All right.
Dapper.
He's got fancy robes on.
I love it.
Expensive robes on.
Are they tight-fitting or loose-fitting?
They're so fucking tight.
Tight-ass robes?
Is it kind of like a really deep, open top robe and his nipples are pierced?
Whoa.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
You can't see his nipples, but they're clearly pierced.
Okay.
Under his tight robes.
Does he look like a lot of sexy, horny Ganondorf art I see? A lot?
Yes. Identical.
That keeps stumbling across.
I'm a patron of the arts.
Is the plunge of the V so deep that it actually drags on behind him as he walks? His dick is just flopping around.
He's just flopping.
Right on out.
He has boink, boink all over the place.
The V is a nice little pouch for the balls, actually. Wow. Provides lift and separation.
You guys have seen the art too, then, I guess.
Yeah. I see we all frequent the same.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling like you're stuck, can't breathe, or that you could explode at any moment? Life is stressful. And whenever it becomes too much to carry, lighten the load with therapy. Recently, I've had life throw a lot at me, and instead of bottling it up like I normally do and keeping it to myself, I started therapy, and now that weight feels lifted off my chest. If you think it's time to let therapy do the heavy lifting, reach out to BetterHelp. It's entirely online, so it's therapy that's convenient, flexible, and perfectly suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and then you're free to message, video, or phone call your therapist whenever you need. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragons to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/dragons.
My favorite spring takeaway, especially after doing taxes, is cleaning out my dang monthly bills that I don't need. When I do my taxes and I go through the lines, I'm like, I spent how much on an MMO I'm not playing? At the end of the month, where does all my dang money go? I can tell you right now that with Mint Mobile, my money is not wasted at all on wireless. I've lowered my wireless bill. So cheap, so valuable with Mint Mobile. You know it. A couple years ago, Jennifer and I switched. We haven't looked back. What else am I going to tell you? It just works. I did it. I switched. And I'll tell you what, whenever I go through my bank statements, that wireless bill, compared to what I was paying before, I scream in heavens and I do a dance, all right? I'll do a little dance. You should also say bye to your overpriced wireless plans. Get rid of those jaw-dropping bills, especially because Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. They have premium wireless plans that start at just $15 a month. On top of that, all the plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and it's all on the nation's largest 5G network. Whoa. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/greetings. That's mintmobile.com/greetings. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month. at mintmobile.com/greetings. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey everybody, Bachman here. And hey, I get it. Erectile dysfunction is a sensitive topic, and it's difficult visiting a doctor to talk about it because if you go outside, everyone will see you're not hard. Thankfully, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. The process is simple and online, so you can skip all the hard stuff. Save that for your pants. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's hims.com/greetings for your personal ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Let's get hard together. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
The championship match will take place tomorrow evening in the City of Brass. Shuttles will be available for those who would like to spectate.
What's a shuttle?
Shut up. I feel like shuttle would be a word that existed in this.
No way.
How?
I'm really curious what shuttle came from, other than shuttlecock, which we all know was in the hit film Robin Hood with the foxes.
I think it existed before that, but anyway.
Yeah, he beckons Scud up onto the plinth with him.
I have always wanted to ride a plinth.
And he reaches out a hand to you as you get to the top. Do you take his hand?
I fucking take his hand with my mouth.
He pulls his hand back and tries to grab your hand.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
His hand is surprisingly calloused for someone with such posh robes.
Oh, he's a gardener.
It is strong and warm.
All right, he can kick your ass.
He takes your hand in his and he raises it to the sky, and the crowd cheers at your triumph.
I bet you can, like, smell his sweat, but you like it.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, I'm sweating for so many reasons.
It's super, like, wasn't it Prince Zizor or whatever? Caesar?
Oh, yeah.
He had pheromones?
Not canon.
Well, not anymore.
They'll bring it back, I'm confident.
I need someone to have sexy hormones. Sexy free pheromones.
Yeah, that Prince Caesar's not coming back.
Oh, shit. What if they're, like, an incubus, and so, like, part incubus or whatever, part fire gin, and like he just fucking sex comes out of his pores.
Part incubus, part puddle of mud.
And he walks down the street and everyone is just howling like a wolf and like kicking their back leg.
He leads you all through this portal.
I fucking love this.
So we're just walking around as bones?
That's up to you.
I'm myself. You chose to be a bone.
All right, yeah, I'll go back to skin Toby.
You chose to be beboned.
I will go back to Lonnie. Lonnie's bones just go into the gimp suit and it just reforms.
Snakes
up. Who knows what Lonnie comes out?
It like crawls through Lonnie's like gaping mouth and then like feet and kind of like blah, blah, blah. I hate that.
Wait, whenever our bones come out of our bodies,
we can't have this conversation.
The teeth come with the skulls because they would come anyway, right?
Right.
They do.
Like, the teeth wouldn't stay. What about our fingernails?
Oh, fingernails are not bones.
Yeah, but those don't come with you.
They're caps. They're the keys.
Or we could say, for fun, that your hair and fingernails are still there.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, that could be stylish.
All of your hair is still there.
Okay.
Well... I want to get back into my real budding clothes ASAP.
That's weird.
It's very weird.
Nice job, Scott. Let's go in the portal. I'm proud of you. You're doing so good.
Yeah, bro. This is pretty impressive, I've got to say.
Everyone's cheering for you. Look at that guy. He's crying.
You're a champion.
You guys are doing great too. We're all doing great.
Yeah. We are doing great.
We are doing great.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I love you. I don't say that enough. I love you.
I love you.
We're all in the we're all holding hands in front of the portal. We're all holding hands in front of the portal and looking in each other's eyes. And Bursey's there. And also Hobie.
And Frank.
And Frank.
I don't think
Frank's with us. Frank's not here.
Okay, it's got here.
But Lanny's there.
Lanny,
I love
yeah.
Lanny.
Sometimes aww. I forget I have a brother, y'all. It's been so weird.
Sometimes you turn and you see him and you just scream.
I do. Lonnie does that. She's oh, shit.
You try to stab him. Wow, we're going back to the fire zone. Did we check into a hotel here?
You will be staying in the palace.
Wait, so we're not taking a tram?
Does the palace happen to go by the White Flounder Inn? Because yeah. We've only stayed in White Flounder Inns, and we've got one more stay until we get a free night, and I think that would be great for all of our business yeah. expense reports.
Well,
once the battle is complete tomorrow, you will be, if you're still alive, will be free to do whatever you like.
What do you mean still alive? You can't die in bone cards.
I mean,
well.
Yeah, I mean, I died earlier, but I'm still here now, and it's, like, fine.
Well, this is a championship match.
What's that?
Is this that if you die in the bone cards, you die in real life?
Wait, everybody dies? Like, the cards die, too?
I'm sorry? Are you asking me, you, the champion who has won all of this?
While I am the best, I also have never been the champion before. Check your records. So I haven't concerned myself with whether or not my cards die.
That makes sense.
Also, traditionally, I haven't had friends inside my cards.
I see. Well,
and we have backups, so I mean, it's fine.
The last 8 challengers have all perished, but doesn't mean you will.
The challengers perished or their cards
yes,
perished?
Both.
Oh, both. Oh, both. Okay.
It's because, like, okay, now I'm concerned.
Is it normal death rules? Like, you know, twice your max hit points? Or is it twice your max hit points while in bone card form? What's the story here, friend?
Also, do you have twice your... do you have your regular hit points then if you're dying for real?
No.
Yeah, do you go from bone...
If you were able to succeed and anyone dies, we will cover the resurrection costs.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, okay.
Okay, cool. That's fine. Well, we won't lose. Guys...
Oh, shit. That means you could go hang out with your god, right?
Yeah. There's a 90% chance that I'm going to die in this one because I have no hit points. So I need to figure out a way.
No, we have another day.
Yeah, another day.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to die.
Oh, but you just mean...
In this one.
But you... Oh, but it's because your hit points are low.
Yeah.
You said no hit points. I thought you meant like your hit points were down. And I'm like, but we're going to sleep. So it's
right.
Gonna be fine.
I have 58 hit points. I have no hit points, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
So I guess call me last. And if I do, I need to send a message to...
Yeah, we might need to strategize about this, actually.
Boris, to somehow not send my soul to one of my clones.
Scud, who are your friends? They did well in battle.
Oh, we're the White's Fire Gang. What's...
No, the Tower of Grey. Jesus.
Tower of Grey. Yeah, that one. I'm sorry, my Wi-Fi is the White Spire. Yeah, we're the Tower Grey buddies.
No.
Wait, what?
We're the Tower of Grey.
The Tower of Grey.
Yeah, I mean, we're...
Well, we're not
know,
the we're tower.
No, we are.
We are the
but
tower.
We're not, like...
We embody the spirit of the tower. We've talked about this before. Yeah,
due to a filing error, the Tower of Grey is spelled G-R-A-Y, and the organization is G-R-E-Y.
It's for legal reasons.
It's for legal reasons.
We had
someone
to register. Listen, it's too complicated.
Yeah.
We can't go over this again.
And also, the Tower of Grey is made up of all of us, so are we not all the Tower of Grey?
Is this why I haven't been getting tax returns?
Well, you haven't been paid yet.
Technically speaking, there's no money anywhere.
I do like that anytime we get any insight into how the Tower of Grey works as a business, it's like, oh, this is very unhealthy. This is very, this is not a well-run business.
Steve blew up his robot and blew up part of it in order to kind of move that debt to a different book. We renamed the tower, much like the hotel at GeeklyCon St. Louis. It makes sense.
Anyway, nice to meet you all. I'm Gloom Caligari. That's my name.
That's a great name. Jeez.
Gloom?
Thank you.
That honestly, this is the coolest name I've ever heard.
Just wait. You're about to meet some more people with cool names. We will be having dinner in 1 hour, where you will meet Lucis and Sendus.
Oh, sick. When we were describing what this dude looked like, that was pure horny and not for Galen like we normally do.
Yeah, that was just for us. Okay. That was a little treat for ourselves.
But Galen, if you do draw him, remember, his whole dick is just flopping around.
No, well, I mean, maybe you can pixelate it.
And remember, it's not the length. It's the girl.
Oh, no.
Real tuna can situation.
The real toad. What was his name again? Gloom?
Lucis and
Gloom Sinus. Caligari.
I thought you said calamari.
Yeah, I for sure am going to be calling him
it
that.
It could be Gloom Calamari if you prefer.
I mean,
no, Caligari's
it's funnier for us to get it wrong every time.
No, that's rude.
I miss an Olive Garden, guys. I miss it.
Same.
No, you don't.
I do. I miss the shitty breadsticks.
You really like Olive Garden.
I was talking to Jennifer. You don't miss it.
No, because it wasn't as good as I remembered it being. The one we went to.
Like Red Lobster.
We went to Olive Garden at PAX and it fucking sucked.
It was not good.
You guys all almost died.
Yeah, we did.
It was funny.
Then we got to eat 30 pierogies and it was all better.
That was good.
He brings you to some really nice, some rooms, a whole set of rooms, for you to just chill in. His dinner will be in 1 hour. Make yourself at home.
Oh, cool. They have outfits that matches all of our size. Lonnie, we can all change. We can all change. We don't have to wear something horrific that stinks.
I mean, we can help you get out of it.
There's more teeth in it. You keep getting new teeth.
Lonnie takes off the camp suit.
Oh, no.
It is just trench foot all over her body.
No, you're just
covered in sores.
Just fucking the worst tub foot, like wrinkly. No, I hate this. Cut this out. This is not good to think about.
Like a greenish tinge to her.
Oh, my God. Somebody
all.
Heal her. Somebody heal her.
Your grape.
And then Lonnie gets in. And then Lonnie goes and she looks in her room and sitting on her bed is a red and gold gimp suit that she puts on.
Nika,
the way Lonnie gets out of her gimp suit is she runs really fast and it just goes, she phases through it.
Lonnie.
It's the only way she can get out.
Nice. No, it's bad.
I'm imagining like Gold Dust's outfit.
Literally just a Flash outfit, but it's
I already
a gimp
say, this
suit.
Is what it sounds like a superhero costume.
I feel like you can buy that.
Yeah, but instead of the Flash lightning bolt, it's the ferret throwing up wine lightning bolt.
Nice.
Oh, man. That's it. That's it.
I just have nice, beautiful robes.
You all have beautiful robes if you want them.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, are we supposed to be dressed fancy? Is this like a fancy occasion, and they've given us fancy clothes to dress?
They've given you fancy clothes.
Okay,
yeah.
So then, yeah, we do all have to describe what we're wearing.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going. Like red and like deep gold sort of robes, much more open in the chest zone than I would normally do.
Nice.
With kind of like gold. Sort of woven into my long curly hair.
Wow, and you're already your skin's all glittery.
Yeah, shit. It's accentuating. Their servants put on like a golden eyeliner or a red eyeliner to kind of like
they do want to bathe you.
Oh, sick!
That does make sense. Lonnie's like, no!
Like a cat on the side of the tub, her nails are
into it.
Did you ever see Hugo's art of Lonnie? Yeah, Lonnie had some horrific nails, which I feel is canon.
Yeah, there's like a hot spring kind of situation and a sauna and all this.
Oh,
a lot
word?
Of
this is nice. We're having a great time.
It's city of brass. Elemental plate of fire.
So I assume that they're giving us the full like spa treatment right now. We're getting baths.
Pumice stones all over the place.
Okay, but when
eyes.
The time comes to describe what we're wearing, I don't want to blow past it. I just want that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We,
okay, we'll go. I think that's the time. I think the time is now.
Mm.
Maybe this goes. I haven't decided yet.
Scud's gonna wear like a nice like tailored suit.
Ooh.
It is, of course, the suit as a whole is jazz pattern, but you know how like you've got the blue pattern.
Uh-huh.
And then there's the purple squiggly line. The purple is like the blue is part of the suit. The purple is the tie.
Okay.
And the tie goes down and then goes back and forth.
Whoa! Yes. That's dope.
That's dope.
I think that Rowan is wearing, and you guys help me workshop this.
Okay.
Because the two ideas that I'm holding in my brain at the same time.
Hula hoop.
Are Tilda Swinton, as always.
Yes.
Probably from the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Okay.
But I'm also thinking of Octavia from the 100.
I don't know that one. Can you give me a little more flavor with it?
What would you describe
her? She's more
her
dirty. She's Mad Maxian.
Not like that vibe, but less dirty. Basically, lots of like leather and like fucked up shoulders.
What about
shoulders,
like dragon scale vest?
I imagine my shoulder pieces are very large.
Okay, so taking that with a reference, I know I'm kind of thinking of Sansa later episodes, kind of the leather and the
very
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that's my vibe.
That's great.
But also, you know what? Let's mix it up. Plunging neckline.
Okay.
Like Rowan got the titties out. Okay.
Oh.
A little look, little like a deep V, like down to just above the belly button.
Oh
wow.
Is it like the hottest outfit ever, where it's like kind of a loose, blousey?
Oh.
It almost shows something, but it doesn't show something. It goes all the way down to a V to like some beautiful tailored pants, but then the tailored pants maybe have a little bit of a train like kind of bottom cape kind of thing.
Oh my god, I'm loving this.
Maybe a top cape?
This is... Whoa. Yeah, I definitely have a cape. I have a cape for sure. Like,
oh my god, built-in cape, suit, outfit,
it's like the cool
neckline,
things in the shoulders
silk,
and the cape.
Trouser, pant, done.
This rules.
Leather, oh god, leather strap.
Yeah.
Oh.
Percy is wearing the identical outfit of as Gloom Caligari. And he's like...
Yes.
He's like, they even pierced my nipples. I was not expecting it.
I mean, honestly, it looks great on you.
Yeah, it's great.
It really suits you.
You look great.
Damn, Percy.
Don't think my wang hanging out's too weird.
No, man, it's great.
It's the style, you know?
Yeah, win in the City of Brass. You might want to put it away. It's mama.
Win in brass.
Win in brass.
Pull out your ass.
That's what they say.
Yeah, I'm feeling uncomfortable.
Yeah,
my, I'm just going to tuck it down here.
Yeah, my wang's not out, so, you know.
Wait, Michael, I'm sorry. Can you?
Hmm?
Never mind. I want to ask it.
You're gonna ask
You're
me
gonna
to describe
ask
Percy's
dick.
Is.
Should we have another roll for dick
he's
size?
Like a baby holding an apple.
Yeah, please.
I mean, he's a big boy.
He's a big guy.
Roll a d12.
Oh my god.
That's what we did, right? We did a d12 back in the day.
Is that what we did? Did we do this?
It's a 5. Hey. It's very modest.
On the ground.
Very modest.
You know, it's.
There you go. Good for him.
Hey, it's fine.
Sorry, I roll bad.
It does look like a can of soup.
Yeah.
Everyone loves a hearty, chunky chicken noodle.
This is definitely,
this is more a cream of something.
Stop it. This is a Christian podcast.
This is not, I want to cast no aspersions on a dangus size.
Is this like a Progresso soup?
Progresso, so what kind of soup are we talking?
Yeah, what kind of fucking I'm sorry.
We gotta stop. We gotta stop. This is cursed.
What? And so we got Scudder. All right, we got everybody, right?
Industrial bunker soup.
Yes.
Yeah. So you are brought to a grand dining room. The ceiling goes up forever. There's a very long table. There are, how many of you are there? There's 4, 5, 6. There's 6 of you, right?
What's Toby wearing? He's wearing a little tuxedo.
a little tuxedo and a little bonnet. I don't know why they put the
and
bonnet.
And a cape.
And his makeup makes him look like Baby Yoda.
There are 6 places set for you all, including Lanny and Percy. And your name, there's little name cards by each one. Further down the table, there are 6 more empty seats.
Okay.
And then a very big throne-like seat at the very end.
Sick.
That's the daddy seat.
And once you're all seated, Gloom Caligari comes out again and he goes, "Presenting His Eminence, Lucius Incendis." Wow.
Is he like the king
should
or
something? Should we stand?
Okay,
we stand?
Is he hot?
Should we stand?
Yeah, is he hot?
Do we stand?
He essentially looks like Hades from the game Hades.
I don't know what that is.
Sick. I love Hades from the game Hades.
I gotta look. I forget who's who. I think everyone in that game is hot, probably. So
he's a big, bulky man with a big, twisty beard, and he's very stern and scary looking.
Hell yeah!
Oh, cool.
Oh wait. Does he have like a smirk and skulls on his shoulder?
He doesn't have. Let's say he doesn't have the skulls on his shoulder, and he's not really smirk. He's more frowning. He looks mean. And he goes, "Please, everyone, be seated."
Whoa. Okay. If you're saying so.
He's like 9 feet tall.
Wow.
Can I try and sit in his lap?
Whoa.
You have a seat with a name card on it.
Is it on his lap?
And there are guards, and they do seem like they're willing to enforce this.
All right.
You said there were empty seats in the other end of the table?
Empty seats between you and him.
He's social distancing from
us. That's nice. He's so considerate.
I caught a Mummer's replay of your battle earlier today, and I must say, I'm impressed.
Well, you know, some people are just born with it.
Scud went from like being ambitious to being a cocky asshole at some point.
I don't know where. I'm into it, actually.
Actually, it was easy to do it.
It was a big deal.
I must say, I approve of your methods and your strategies.
Well, they did win. Thank you.
I follow similar techniques and strategies myself.
You strip the flesh from your friends, too?
Yes, I do.
Hell yeah, brother. High five.
Oh, no. Are we going to beat the other
that
his
must
friends?
Be that must be the missing cards. Where are your friends now?
Who are the other people?
I will be introducing them one by one.
Yes!
The first competitor you will be battling against and supping with this evening is... Actually, I'm not doing this. This wouldn't be a thing I do.
Right, you got a guy for that.
Bloom, return.
Is there going to be like smoke and like fire, like sparkles and Metallica when these few things come out?
Yeah, fucking Lars Ulrich is there.
Lars.
Yes, that is, there are sparklers.
Hey, I'm Lars.
And everything.
First, we shall meet Sharp Lestat. Sharp, please enter.
Sharp?
Sharp.
Lestat?
Sharp with an E. With an E at the end. Lestat.
Like the vampire Lestat?
That's very scary.
No, that's something different.
That's Lestat? It's very different. I'm joking. I did read all of those and I was very into that.
Pyrotechnics wouldn't be as exciting in the plane of fire. So do they like do like water cannons? Like do they do hydrotechnics?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
And that's another thing I want to bring up. They probably wouldn't have like a hot spring. They'd have a cold spring.
Oh.
Well, everything's a hot spring, unfortunately.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They would have a cold
spring.
It's just
a spring.
But they don't have anything else. They would like a cold spring.
But no, it can't. It won't get cold.
That's what I'm saying.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yes, it does.
You guys have hot springs? You mean springs?
Oh, I see.
If it's special, it would be cold.
They're just springs.
Right, it's not. It wasn't that special.
Wait, so if they're doing like hydroponics or hydrotechnics, wouldn't it just be steam because it's all hot? That'd be cool.
Well, they do steam and they can put lights in it. It'll be really cool.
Oh, that would be cool.
Oh, shit. They could do like the Disney laser show through it.
Yeah. There's like a real laser show going on.
Oh, my God. Wait, have we talked about the soundtrack of each plane? Because I feel like the Fire Nation is definitely like an EDM house kind of like.
Legally not the Fire
steam
Nation.
Steam cannons, laser. Blah, 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 blah.
No, well, we have, and it's ska.
Yeah, it's four different flavors of ska. Unfortunately.
Nika loves it. She's so happy.
There must be subgenres within ska, right?
There absolutely are. I just watched a TikTok about them.
Please move on. All right, what does Sharp look like? What's Sharp rocking?
Sharp is a human, has short, cropped, dark, curly hair and dark, smoldering eyes. He's lean, but obviously well-muscled, and he moves with a noticeable grace.
My goodness.
His hands look strong.
Oh, very much so. He's wearing a mithril chain armor, and he has a long sword with a jeweled pommel hanging on its back. And Gloom says, "This is Sharv Lestati, is said to have killed 1,000 men in single combat."
Dang. You're a sociopath.
He just kind of like, he very stoically just sort of nods to you and walks past you and sits down. "Next, we will meet Yisla Kane. Please enter, Yisla." And a half-elf walks in, clearly another adventurer. She's completely bald and has a long scar going down the left side of her face, right over and through her eye.
Oh, we love it.
That's the sexiest scar location.
We love it.
Fun milky eye going on there.
Still cool.
And she's wearing something that, what she's wearing is like really simple, but obviously very expensive. Mm. She's got exposed arms, and you can see her arms and neck are completely covered in tattoos.
Oh, shit.
What do her cheekbones look like, Michael?
They're pretty good. And they almost seem to kind of move a little bit.
She's magic.
Oh, shit, that's so fucking cool.
Yisla Kane is a master of the mystic arts. And she just sort of smirks at you and like holds up her finger and like a spark goes poop out of her finger.
I can do that.
Keep in mind her cool tattoos won't be visible when she's all bones, so...
Thank God, I would never be able to fight against her.
They could have the cosmetic option.
Ha ha ha, laughs Lucis Zendis.
But y'all, we can all use the same things we can do normally whenever we are bones, so what would make us believe that they could not do the things they normally do when they are bones?
Well, the meat isn't there.
Oh, okay, so we just won't know which skeleton she is because the tattoos will not be visible.
Mm.
Yeah. She's gonna have bone tattoos. I'm just gonna spoil it right now. She's bone tattoos.
Fuck, yes.
Sick.
Sorry.
Thank you for giving us one less thing to worry about.
Next, we have Duclaw Honeypaw. Please enter, Duclaw.
This feels like the meme the group of my hot friends.
Hi, guys, we're here.
Are we gonna meet our opposites?
No.
Okay, let's hear Duclaw.
A halfling comes bounding in.
Hey!
His leathers are embroidered with little musical notes.
Crap.
And Duclaw! Yes.
I hate this guy.
He's fucking Bart ass.
And Gloom says, "Duclaw Honeypaw is the realm's greatest musician, but he only performs for those he is about to slay."
Oh my god! Duclaw, no!
And he gives you a big grin, and you notice his teeth are all sharp and pointy and yellow.
Scary. Shit!
Very scary.
And then he sort of scampers past you and sits down. Next, we have Wordsworth Zix.
Wait, isn't there a Zix?
619?
It's spelled different.
Okay.
And a half-orc woman comes in.
Okay, Wordsworth?
Wordsworth. Yep. Uh-huh. And she is wearing rusted and dented metal plate mail and has like a noticeable earthy smell when she comes in.
Woo! Does she smell like a cave?
She smells more like freshly dug dirt.
Okay.
It's not
that's
bad.
Just as good.
It's
no, that's, bad. Yeah, that's, yeah.
Oh, did she smell like a fucking cave? I bet she smells like wild mushrooms and moss.
That's a thing. Bachman, you should know what a damn cave smells like. You live in the Midwest.
You have caves there? Is that where they're?
We don't.
Yeah,
not
we're the cave
Illinois.
State. We have like the most caves.
What?
In
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I go to caves all the time. We go spelunking.
You love a cave.
That's all they have to do.
Yes.
No, I go to caves all the time. I've got tons of caves. I love caves.
I'm not joking.
Gloom says, "Wordsworth is the last disciple of Kord, God of War."
The last one? Whoa!
And she nods. You notice she's has a hammer by her side and a shield on her back. And she clanks past you in her big, big, rusty armor. This is the worst one. Next, Killian Dredd. Please enter,
Killian.
That's It reads pretty bad to me. A tiefling comes in with bright blue skin, blood red eyes. Killian is a keeper of the old ways and has a pact with, well, a lower denizen. And they all sit down, and Lucis goes, well, let the dinner begin. And then you count on your finger, and you're like, that's only five. Mm-hmm.
Where's the sixth one?
Where's the sixth one? But then you turn around, and actually there's already a woman sitting in the last chair. She's wearing all black, and her clothes seem to almost shift around her.
That motherfucker's wearing a cloak of displacement, isn't she, Michael?
It's more like a tunic of displacement. And and she sort of nods at you and goes, hello, my name is Pandora Thorne.
That's a cool name.
Pandora Thorne.
She sounds hot, too.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah, that's definitely like a dime store romance novel.
Oh,
like,
absolutely. My mom.
Scarlet Harlot.
Yeah, it's really Scarlet Harlot.
That's definitely a Scarlet Harlot character.
And then dinner is served. Is there anything you want to say to these people?
Hold on. I want to introduce... I would introduce my team.
Please do.
This is Toby. That's Rowan over there.
Hey, hi.
Lonnie.
Hi, y'all.
I try not to kill people. I think it's naughty. You guys really just bragged about it.
We got a fire in the car. There's a couple others in there. And, you know, they're pretty boilerplate.
The Dragon Pyre. I have heard of him.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not feeling so great right now, but we got him.
Really strike fear in their hearts.
Lucis, I have a question. Why? What made you decide to also use humanoids as your bone battling when no one else seems to do this?
Why'd you pick your friends?
Well, in my experience, these are the most powerful creatures in all of the realms. And...
Toby, shh.
And if nothing else, I enjoy winning.
Yeah, I'm just curious why no one, like, copied you. Scott, did you copy? Did you just copy him? That's pretty sick if you did.
I feel like we might have been the ones that have been copied because how many of the championships have you won?
Well, I take on the champions once they've won.
But why do you get to take on the champions?
Yeah, how'd you get a gig like that? How does a fella get into that line of work?
Was it voted?
Is your dad's business?
You do all know that I am the keeper of the Elite Forge.
Oh, no, we do not know anything. So any information you can give us would be extremely helpful in this moment.
Like, do not include me in this. I knew this.
Hey, can we look at the Elite Forge?
Absolutely not.
But if we beat you?
Stop laughing!
Yes, if, little one, if you beat me, you shall be able to enter the Elite Forge and have your greatest wish, which has to be this artifact, granted to you.
Just as a reminder.
Why don't you just give us the artifact? It could rip all the realms apart.
I haven't had a good battle in ages.
Well, I haven't had a good steak in ages, and I still haven't.
Oh my god. Toby's been watching too much Frasier.
Yes. The woman at the end raising her hand.
My name is Lonnie. I was wondering, you said that your compatriots are the best in the whole realm. Well, I would argue that, in fact, we are the best in the whole realms. Mm-hmm. And I would like to know what merits you have that you can base that claim mm-hmm. upon. Please provide your evidence.
Bitch.
I mean, you heard when I said that Sharb Lestat killed 1,000 men in single combat. Did you not?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's fine. I'm sure if you counted up all the bodies that have been in our path, we've killed about 1,000 or
better
so.
Better not think about it, honestly.
if you count zombies.
We tried to stop counting after we killed two twins by accident.
I ate 40
Wait,
orcs
know
one
about
time.
Them, though?
One time, I ate 40 orcs.
Hey, do you know the Ballista twins?
I'm aware of the Ballista twins, yes. Well...
Yeah, that's two right there.
I was aware of them.
I already say, yeah, they're fucking dead, and that's thanks to us. I mean, Allegedly.
Nice one. Up high.
he goes in for a high five. He comes all the way down the table.
Wow!
Yes! Yes! He's it's clattering through. He's walking on the table.
Oh, no!
Yes!
He's upsetting all the various turkeys and such that are on this table.
My question is to your boners. Were you guys an adventuring party, or are you by yourself? Because we're all part of one party. We're besties.
Yeah, we have friendship power.
We have friendship power.
We signed a blood pact, and we gave Toby our fingers.
And
so
we
that
love
he
each
might
other.
Be able to clone us. Do you have clone? Oh, I'm sorry.
We
are you also best friends?
Yeah.
Pandora turns to you and says, "We were each taken from competitors that Lucis defeated in battle.
Taken?
Well, yes, we are work at his pleasure, and well, it's a pretty sweet gig.
Are you afraid of getting murdered?
when you have skills like ours. No, not really.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Are you afraid of getting murdered?
Absolutely not. It happened to me the other day. It hurt. It really hurt. But then I came back.
Yeah, I did too the other day. It was fine. I'm back.
To go back, Lucis booms. To go back and answer your question earlier, why don't more people use their friends? Typically, monsters are more powerful than people. It's just that people have just this really great, really high ceiling. Do you get, like, they can become, like, really powerful? Uh-huh. Most of them don't, yeah. But, like, their potential. Mm. Their potential is...
What's your tier list of people?
You know, we don't talk about that. That's That makes sense. I'm really curious what's gonna happen when you get friggin' crushed tomorrow, you dweebs.
Oh, hell yeah!
I'm just kidding. I don't want to kill any of you. Could we take that off the table? That's really spooky.
What fun would it be if the stakes were low?
Well, I think it's fun if we both go out there and have a good time.
Scud measures the table and he's like, oh, these stakes are about normal height.
What?
Where are these stakes?
Oh, okay then. Well,
he goes back to his okay. Fucking
high five.
I mean, gotta give it up.
Gotta give it up.
And that will conclude our introductions. We will now eat dinner in silence.
What?
And that'll end our episode.
One of the cool things I think that you can do on the planet is leave a review for podcast like these people. Scrib Nib says, D&D at its best. I've been listening for years and I still look forward to the show every week. The cast is amazing and Thrifty's DM style continually impresses and inspires. Thanks for the years of fun. Noble Crook says, this show keeps me sane. I found this show in mid-August and almost caught up. I fell in love with it as soon as I got through the first episode. This group of friends is the reason why I have uncontrollable laughter while I am folding sheet metal at work.
Hell yeah.
Being from Georgia, I am so sad I miss you at DragonCon. Keep doing what you do.
Thanks, everybody. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. We're on Instagram at Greetings Adventurers, and I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Greetings Adventures? Well, make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished finding bony ladies near you, head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast. Once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Until next week, keep it dicey.
Woo, bye.
of the background music and ambience in this episode was from Sirenscape. Enhance your gaming table at Sirenscape.com.
The songs Floating Cities, Cool Hard Facts, Beauty Flow, B-Roll Ska, Cherry Blossom, Smash Sketch, Creeping to Ship, and Earth Prelude are by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.